USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are no indications of survivors.
The update from the Hawaiian island of Kauai on the tour helicopter that crashed Thursday. 7 people were on board, including the pilot. The remains of 6 have been found. Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanaho.
There are no indications of survivors. Anyone that is familiar with the Napali coast knows that it can be clear in the morning, and with the trade winds that we do have, weather can roll in.
Shots rang out at a Colorado shopping mall, and one person is dead. Police in Aurora say they're looking for a gunman, but feel this was an isolated incident.
Did ask people to kind of shelter in place in the mall for a short time. We worked with conjunction mall management and mall security for that. And then once we felt certain and comfortable that this was isolated to the one location, we did lift that request.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
2 men are dead and 7 are wounded after a shooting ambush on a rap music video production in Houston. Ed Gonzalez is the Harris County Sheriff.
No, they were just filming a music video out here, and so, you know, we don't know exactly what the initial motive is. Our main thing right now is to determine who's wounded, if we have any witnesses that are willing to cooperate with us and give us information. That's really the key.
No word on any motive or suspects. The death toll from a truck bombing in Somalia's capital is at least 79. More than 120 people were wounded. BBC reporter Ben Morris.
The tangled wreckage of vehicles, which just minutes before had been waiting at a busy intersection in the Mogadishu morning traffic. The blast happened at a checkpoint at a crossroads in the middle of rush hour, hitting locals on their daily commutes.
The blast took place as I was getting off a minibus. I was on my way to work. My leg was injured.
Minutes later, chaos, as the wounded are rushed to the nearest hospital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Big troubles in Australia, USA's John Hunt reports.
Thousands of koala bears are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while fire danger increases in the country's east side as temperatures continue to soar. The mid-northern coast of New South Wales was home to up to 28,000 koalas, but the wildfires have significantly reduced their population. Koalas are native to Australia, and they've been under threat due to loss of habitat. Over 30% of their habitat has been destroyed, according to Australia's Environmental Minister, Susan Ley.
A music legend has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look back.
Sleepy LaBeouf began his career in the mid-1950s, but his concerts continue to be a big draw, especially for the rockabilly community well into this year. He died Thursday at 84. No cause of death was provided by his family in a Facebook post that confirmed his passing. As Variety notes, although LaBeouf never had any singles chart above the 60s, his legend loomed almost as large as he did, as he was around 6.5 feet tall. And at festivals, he was often the lone remaining active link to the birth of rock and roll. Again, Sleepy LaBeouf was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.